So now I want to. So I talked about the importance of doctrine.
Magana akan muhimmancin koyarwa.
And then I talked about the importance of the Trinity.
Sannan kuma nayi magana akan muhimmancin Trinity.
And now I want to talk about the three persons of God.
Yanzu ko ina so in yi magana akan ainihin kamancin Allah kashi uku.
Starting with the Father.
Zan fara da Allah Uba.
There's a lot of times the church wants to exalt Jesus Christ.
So da yawa ecclesiastu sukan fi so su daraja su ɗaukaka Yesu Almasihu.
And they exalt Jesus Christ.
Sannan ko sukan ɗaukaka Yesu Almasihu.
When the purpose of Jesus Christ, the purpose of Jesus Christ is to bring us to the Father. The end is not Christ. Christ is the way. He is the way to the Father. And so if we start to just talk about Christ, we have lost the point of the gospel. John 4.
Yahya Surah 4.
Starting in verse 23. But the hour is coming. This is Jesus Christ speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well. And she's going, we worship God the Father here. You worship it in Jerusalem. She recognized something that so many churches now reject. We are to worship the Father. Jesus Christ answer to why he is the Messiah. But the hour is coming. And now is. When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Salvation. The reason Jesus Christ was sent by the Father was so that people would worship Him, worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus Christ was not just spirit. He put on flesh. He's standing in front of the woman. And he doesn't say, the point of God coming, the point of the Messiah, is not to get people to worship Christ. It's to get them to worship the Father. So it is so critical to understand the persons of the Trinity. And understand, Jesus Christ was incarnate. He took on flesh. He is not just spirit. But what about the Holy Spirit? Did the Holy Spirit take on flesh? He abides in every believer. The Holy Spirit can be seen in the flesh. The flesh of the true church. Only God the Father can't be seen. It's so important to understand. It's important to understand the temple. In the temple and the tabernacle before, there are two rooms. There is the holy place. And in the holy place, there is a table that has bread on it. Who is the bread of life? Jesus Christ.
Yes, I was you.
Priests can walk in. Actually, as long as they've washed their hands and their feet, as long as they've put on the right garments, people can walk in there whenever they want. Priests can walk in there whenever they want. And they can see Jesus. On the north side of the temple is a lampstand. The lampstand that lights up the holy place. It's a picture of us being the light of the world. The church is not the light of the world by their own strength. The church is the light of the world because of the Holy Spirit. So on the one side is the showbread, the picture of Christ. On the other side is the lampstand, the picture of the Holy Spirit. Those you can see at any time. Then there's a veil. And behind the veil is the Ark of the Covenant. And you're not allowed to go in the Ark of the Covenant, in the room of the Ark of the Covenant. For it is the Holy of Holies. Because we're not holy enough to go into the presence of the Holy of Holies. Who's in the Holy of Holies? In the picture of the temple. In the Holy of Holies is the picture of the Father. He is spirit, so we cannot approach him. He is holy, so we cannot approach him. A carnal man cannot approach God. They cannot approach God the Father. God the Holy Spirit. We can see him because he's veiled in the flesh of the church. Jesus Christ, when he was walking on the earth, people could see him because he's veiled in the flesh of man. But no one can see God the Father.
Amma babu wanda zai iya ganin Allah ba.
Because he's spirit.
Saboda shi ruhu ne.
So Jesus Christ.
Saboda ko Yesu ne Yesu
Allah. Had to come and die.
Ya dole ne ya zo ya mutu.
So that we could receive the Spirit of God.
Saboda mu samu iya karban ruhu mai tsarki. Ruhu Allah.
So that we could go to the Father.
Saboda mu iya kaiwa ga Uban.
Hebrews 9.
A cikin Ibraniyawa sura 9.
Starting in verse 24.
Inda ya fara aya 24.
For Christ has not entered the holy places.
Shi ko Kristi bai shiga ainihin wurin nan masu tsarki ba.
Made with hands.
Inda aka mai da su da hannaye.
Which are copies of the true.
Wanda ko suka zamanto ainihin maimaitawa ne na gaskiya.
But into heaven itself.
Amma ko cikin sama da kanka.
To appear in the presence of God for us.
Saboda ya iya kasancewa a gaban Ubangiji domin mu.
Not that he should offer himself often.
Ba wai ko saboda ya bada kansa a matsayin hadaya kawai ba.
As the high priest.
A matsayin sa ne ko na priest babban priest.
Enters the most holy place.
Da ko shiga wuri da ke mai tsarki.
Every year with the blood of another.
Kowane shekara yakan iya shiga da jinin wani.
Jesus Christ was sent.
Yesu Almasihu ko an turo shi.
So we can go into the presence of God the Father.
Saboda mu iya shiga gaban Ubangiji.
He is the way.
Shi ne hanya.
No one comes to the Father except through him. He is greater than the Father. For he is spirit. So because God the Father is spirit. That's why you must be born again. You must be born again.
Dole a sake haifanka.
Because otherwise, you're just flesh.
Idan ba haka ba ko kai jiki ne kawai.
You must receive the Spirit of God.
Dole ne ka karbi ruhun na Allah.
When we reject God the Father,
idan ko muka yi kiyayyen Allah Uba,
we end up rejecting what it actually means.
Muna ko kiyayyen ainihin abin da yake nufi.
To be born again.
Ma'anar sake haifanmu.